Yeah, it is a rematch of the final of last year where the two Sydney teams went head-to-head. On that occasion, it was the Thunder winning, Webby, the WBBL won. This time around, it's the Sixers who are setting the pace. They've won six straight. One of their stars has been Elise Perry, who's been a star in Australian cricket for over a decade now. It's great to have her on the line. G'day, Elise.
Good morning, guys.
This is very exciting. And you know, the rise and rise of not only female cricket, but female sport has been significant over the last couple of years. Do you get pretty excited about what you're going to confront tomorrow out there at the SCG at 1:45?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really exciting day. Obviously, with the football, the A-League on as well, and the crowds that they're expecting out at the precinct, it's pretty exciting. But I think certainly for us this year, just seeing you know, the level that the WBBL's gone to after a really great first year, and you know, it's really nice to see that it's, you know, it's improved again, and we've got more and more crowds coming along, more people watching it either on the TV or on the live stream. So, yeah, it's been a privilege to be involved in, and really exciting from the sports development point of view to see it go so well.
It's raining through the roof on Channel 10.
Yeah.
Are you finding more and more people are coming up in the street and talking to you about it? Like, it's certainly getting a lot of traction.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are really aware of it now. You know, the BBL's been a success for 6 or so years as well, and I think, you know, the WBBL sort of coincided with that and you know, been just as successful. Probably the most exciting thing and the thing that's the greatest to see is just how many young kids and especially young girls are coming down to the game and who are really aware of the competition now and all the players in it and, you know, the amount of young girls that want to play as well now. That's probably the best thing about it.
Is there a moment where you thought or recognised that, hey, we're making traction here, we're mainstream?
Yeah, I think certainly seeing the amount of young kids that are at the matches and mums and dads as well, and it's not just young girls, it's lots of young boys too, and, you know, they're just as keen to get some of the players' autographs and to watch the matches and to get there early to see the girls' game if the men's is on after it. So I think those things are really significant. And then obviously the viewing numbers too and the fact that people are tuning in to watch it but also staying on the channel and watching the whole match, not just watching it briefly. I think the numbers have been really positive in that respect. So, all those things are sort of, I guess, added up to some, you know, I guess, indicate that we're onto a really good thing and that things are going forward really positively.
I know it's a big game tomorrow night, but can you just take your mind 4 years forward to 2020 when the World Cup of the T20 will be held in Australia, both the women's and the men's? Now, they've split them up. The women's will be held around February 2020, the men's down the track. I was talking to a few people about this yesterday, and Sydney's going to go very hard for the final. What about the thought of a World Cup final at the SCG in 4 years' time? Is that that must be something that, you know, that female cricketers can definitely look at, you know, at this stage of their careers?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I suppose as a Sydney sider as well, it'd be wonderful to play the final there and to make the final and be involved in the competition full stop. But yeah, I mean, I think the decision to split the two tournaments up too is a really, you know, really great one. Got 4 years, as you said, to get it right in a way in terms of marketing it really well and making sure that we produce a tournament that's such high standard that we can sell out an SCG for the final, one of the big grounds in Australia, and make it a really exciting tournament that people want to attend. And it being standalone means that we won't have to rely on the men to bring crowds in, and hopefully, you know, it's very much just about the girls and then the men's competitions later in the year. So I think that's a really exciting thing, and hopefully something that, you know, over the next 4 years we can really build up and make sure that it's successful.
It seems strange to say, Elise, but your development as a cricketer, especially as a batswoman, you know, you've been in international cricket for 10 years, but what you've been doing with the Willow over the last couple of years is incredible. You're opening the batting, you're opening the bowling, and, you know, that just didn't, even in the 12s, unless your dad was the manager, that just didn't happen. It's, you must be really happy with the way your game is developing, though.
Look, I've really enjoyed the opportunity to bat a little bit more in the last couple of years, and I sort of grew up always being a batter and a bowler, and I was quite short, so I never bowled that much. the coach of the under-12s didn't really put me on bowling much. But then I had a growth spurt, and things sort of came into place with my bowling, and I got an opportunity in the Australian team as a bowler early on. And so it's been nice to kind of continue to work on my batting and develop it, and then get the opportunity in the last couple of years with the team changing a little bit and, space in the order to move up a bit. So, yeah, that's been great. And I think too, you know, with the WBBL, one of the biggest highlights has actually been, a part of a team where a lot of, the younger girls and up-and-coming girls have really had an opportunity to develop as well and to see that happen. Someone like Ash Gardner in our team, who's a bit of a young gun, and before the WBBL hadn't had much of a chance at domestic cricket level, and this year is, probably one of the best batters in the comp. Mm. So, there's been plenty of opportunities for female cricketers in the last little bit, which has been great.
I also like this story I read the other day. You've been opening the batting with Alyssa Healy, who is married to Mitchell Stark, and she found one of his old bats in the garage and made some good scores with it. So that's her wonder bat.
Well, I think she said it wasn't named. So it
wasn't named.
Technically Mitch's bat. but I think, all things considered, it looks like it might have been Mitch's. I think it was in his kit in the garage. She's been hitting the ball really, really well. And, she just naturally strikes the ball so well. And, I mean, just to pick up a bat that you find in the morning and take it out into a game and hit 50-odd is pretty impressive. Yeah.
Want a back for India.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it goes missing when it jumps on the plane to India. But, Mitch will have to keep it hidden.
He's hitting him all right himself too. And remember, in those sort of situations when you're married, what's mine is mine and what's yours is ours.
Very
that's,
good.
That's the way it rolls. Speaking of,
very true.
Matt, your fiancé, Matt Tamua, picked up an injury. It was his second game over there when he's playing in London. How's he been travelling?
He's good. He's actually back home at the moment for a couple of weeks with some time off because of his injury. He did his ACL in his second game, so he's got a fairly lengthy layoff. So they've let him come home, which is really nice, and I think he's enjoying the Sydney summer weather as opposed to the cold winter over in England at the moment. But, I think he's tracking really well. And he was back soon, which is good. But, it was a bit of a shame that he picked that up only in his second game because I think he's really enjoying it over there.
And just the Thunder, you're taking them on, the crosstown rivals. You got any trash talking for them to kickstart things?
Not really.
Come on, Elise. You seem like a trash talker, Elise.
Behind closed doors, guys.
Fair enough.
I think all the girls really enjoy this rivalry, especially the fact that we made the finals last year against one another. Mm. We had our first round match a few weeks ago against them, and I think this one is probably arguably going to be bigger in terms of the crowd and being at the SCG, and I think it's maybe a must-win for the Thunder. So everyone's looking forward to that clash.
It's going to be huge. Elise, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck tomorrow out there at the SCG.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Elise Perry, a superstar for the WBBL for the Sydney Sixers. They take on the Thunder from 1:45 at the SCG.